We'll begin by CC, phosphorus speciations and release in biochars.
So good afternoon, everybody. So my name is CC Zheng. I'm from Taiwan. So this is my talk. I will talk about phosphorus speciation and the release in biochars. Okay, so pyrolysis or biochar. So compared to the understanding of carbon and the nitrogen, so less is known about the change of the phosphorus and the charring process. So for example, we can use the MMR and we know that the change of the carbon structure, and we also use the NSAP, and we also know the change of the nitrogen structure. So, but we don't know the phosphorus change under charging process. So here we apply the three techniques. So one is traditional heavy extraction, and the other two is spectral analysis. So one is solid state, so not the liquid state in previous talk. So solid state MMR, and we also apply the X-ray absorption spectral. So the heavy extraction is the same as the soil extraction. So the only difference is like we increase the centrifuge force, and we increase to 48,000 G. And the other difference is also the definition. So for example, in soil, the sodium hydroxide extract, so it's normally defined as the absorbed phosphorus by aluminum or iron oxide. But here we call this is a humic substance. And the other reason is, so in soil, so HC extract phosphorus is apatite, but here we call this is a calcium phosphate compound. And for the solid state, it's normal to other study, except we define as the chemical shift between -3 and -10 ppm. So we call this is aromatic phosphorus because the charcoal is a lot of aromatic carbon there. Okay, and then we try to combine this method, and we want to confirm the formation of the calcium and the phosphate compound, and we also want to distinguish between the pyrophosphate and aromatic phosphate. Okay, so this is the result. So this is the sample we use. So this is a leguminous biomass, and we char between 200 and 500. So this is the result. Okay, so from heavy sequential extraction, and so we find that the charring process led to the loss of water extractable phosphorus, and however, the hydrogen chloride extracted phosphorus and the residual phosphorus increase with the charring temperature, especially the formation of the calcium and phosphorus compound. And the biochar, so char at 300 degrees, so has the highest sodium hydroxide extract P. So it means this kind of biochar, they have the highest humic substance content. Okay, so this is the solid state 31 pmmR, and so we find that the charring process, the shift, the spectral peak, so downfield from 1.3, so this is the raw material, to like 1.8 and 2.3. So this is the resonance of the calcium phosphate. And the other thing we find is a small shoulder located between -3 and -10 in biochar sample. So this is the pyrophosphate and aromatic phosphate. Okay, and then we want to combine these two methods, and we find that after sodium hydroxide extraction, so spectral peak shift downfield significantly. So this is the remaining of the calcium phosphate, and also the removal of humic substance. And so after hydrogen chloride extraction, and so the spectral shift, peak shift upfield, because this is a removal of calcium phosphate, and so the remaining of aromatic phosphate. So for now, our conclusion is, so biochar has a more complex phosphorus speciation than raw material, and so the major changes under charging process included decreases of water extracted phosphorus and the formation of pyrophosphate and the calcium phosphate compound and the aromatic phosphate. And so the last one I didn't say is, so we find that the shift from phosphorus immobilization to phosphorus mineralization. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's thank our speaker.